You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales has recorded 24 new local COVID-19 cases. Among those to test positive is an unvaccinated aged care worker at Summit Care in Baulkham Hills. Almost all of the nearly 150 residents are fully vaccinated. The home's been deep cleaned and is now in lockdown. No other workers or residents have tested positive to date. The aged care worker is a contact of a 24-year-old student nurse who worked at Fairfield and Royal North Shore hospitals while infectious. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says half of the 24 new cases were out in the community while they were infectious. And she's appealed for people to restrict their movements, warning that if they don't, the two-week lockdown will fail to stamp out the virus.
And in too many examples, we're seeing workers who are leaving the house with symptoms or going to work with symptoms, and then inadvertently, as they're going about shopping or other activity, they're passing it on to others.
New mass vaccination hubs are to be established in Macquarie Fields and Wollongong, with another large clinic in the Sydney CBD. It's hoped the hubs will boost vaccination numbers in New South Wales to 200,000 a week. Additionally, a pilot program with pharmacies administering the AstraZeneca jab has been announced.
From 19th of July, there'll be 22 pharmacies that'll be coming online. Initially in our rural and regional communities, where communities don't have access to any other GP or a New South Wales government health site.
Queensland has recorded 2 new local infections from 29,000 tests. One case is a close contact of the Portuguese restaurant cluster who's been in hotel quarantine their entire infectious period. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the second is a 37-year-old woman who works at the Qatar check-in counter at Brisbane International Airport. Her infectious period goes back to last Friday, and she lives with one other person.
She was unwell. She went for a test on Tuesday. It came back positive yesterday. She has been to very limited places around her local area.
The state's urgently searching for additional hotels to expand its hotel quarantine capacity. Deputy Premier Stephen Miles says beds are now in short supply.
There are 189 international travellers who went into hotel quarantine yesterday. We also put 116 domestic arrivals into hotel quarantine, including 51 from Darwin, 43 from Perth, and 41 identified close contacts of existing positive cases. Within our existing hotel quarantine capacity, we only have 140 rooms becoming available today.
Premier Palaszczuk has requested the state's cap on returning travellers be halved. Her government also wants travellers to be vaccinated.
This virus is incredibly contagious. It is the Delta virus. Our hotels were not built to contain it, and obviously you see that our hospitals are not built to contain it either.
Victoria has reported no new COVID-19 cases as Premier Daniel Andrews vows to push a cut to the return traveller cap of up to 80% for the next 3 or 4 months. While acknowledging it will inconvenience people who want to come home, he says it's preferable to locking down a whole city or state.
It is better to lock some people out than to lock everyone down. That is my view. And the only way to pull up a Delta variant outbreak is to lock everyone down.
The Queensland government wants to make it mandatory for all staff working at the state's 5 hospitals with COVID-19 wards to get vaccinated. Minister for Health Yvette Dath says more needs to be done to protect health workers.
We are wanting to investigate the risks of the catering staff in the kitchen handling any equipment that might come out of a COVID ward. The laundry people, and what sheets and other fabrics might come out, or towels might come out of a COVID ward. The pathology staff who are managing all of the swabs.
Bitter disagreement continues between politicians and health officials after the Prime Minister suggested on Monday that people under 40 years of age wanting the AstraZeneca vaccine should talk to their GP. More than 2,600 have since received the shot. Federal Finance Minister Simon Birmingham says the comments from Queensland opposing the Prime Minister's suggestion were unhelpful. He's encouraging people to speak to their doctors about their own personal circumstances.
Certainly the type of scaremongering we've seen coming from the Queensland Premier and the Queensland Chief Medical Officer don't help confidence. They do help anti-vaxxers, and that's why they ought to take a calmer, more rational approach.
But Queensland's Chief Health Officer, Dr. Jeanette Young, has stood by her advice for people under 40 not to get the AstraZeneca vaccine.
I am giving my advice. I'm a doctor. I've been involved in Australia's vaccination program now for 16 years. I am on the record as supporting vaccination. But I want the right vaccine to go to the right person.
The Northern Territory has recorded one new case of COVID-19, a worker at the Tanami mine who's a close contact to the first case in that cluster. The new case was in quarantine at Darwin Centre for National Resilience when he was diagnosed. In Alice Springs, 69 close contacts and 52 casual contacts have been identified of a miner who spent time at the town's airport last Friday before flying to Adelaide, where he tested positive for the virus. The four-day lockdown in Western Australia remains on track to finish on schedule after the state recorded no new local coronavirus cases. More than 2 million people in Perth and the Peel region are under lockdown until Saturday after local cases of the Delta variant were detected. Premier Mark McGowan says the outlook is promising.
This is amazingly encouraging news, and I'm sure it's a relief for many families. It puts WA in the best possible position, especially as our contact tracers continue to find more potential contacts.
No new coronavirus cases have been detected in South Australia. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.